Call the April 6th Plan Commission meeting to order. Mr. Fuchs, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Leon?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
Commissioner Morrow?
Here.
Alderman Dandria?
Excuse.
Commissioner Fowler?
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'd like to have the Plan Commission move forward. Item B1, approval of the minutes of the March 23rd meeting. Any additions or corrections?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion, hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to public hearings. Expertise services, landscaping, snow removal business at 8833 South 27th Street. Mr. Fuchs, you have a notice to read.
Notice hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, April 6, 2017 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by Brian F. Drummel, owner, Expertise Services, Inc., for a special use under Standard Industrial Classification Title Number 0782, Lawn and Garden Services, and Standard Industrial Classification Title Number 7349, Building, Cleaning, and Maintenance Services, not elsewhere classified, to allow for a landscaping, snow removal, and building maintenance business use upon property zone B4, South 27th Street Mixed Use Commercial District, located at 8833 South 27th Street.
Mr. Deedle, you have an overview for us?
Yes, sir. As you may recall, this is a continuation from a month ago. The applicant hadn't finished putting the materials together for the Plan Commission. The subject property is just located on the screen. It's that corner property of 27th and Terrace, I think that is. He's currently using about the western half of this existing building. It used to be the former True Value Hardware store. The building is in bad shape. So he, as a public hearing notice, he uses it for landscaping-related uses. The entire building's in bad shape, but he's only proposing to use the western half. As we'll find out when we talk about the staff report, staff's conditions are applying to the entire building, not just the western half, though. But with the number of conditions, we are recommending approval.
Okay. This public hearing has already been noticed and opened, so we will continue with the public hearing. Anyone interested in speaking on this matter, please rise, come forward, give us your name and address for the record, and speak your piece. Anyone interested in this topic, please come forward. Seeing no one rise, I will close the public hearing. Questions from the commission? Commissioner Leon.
There are, I noted, four recommendations in here that mention 120 days to take some action. The first one being painting the exterior of the building within 120 days, then also repairing loose boards and holes, 120 days. Off-street parking areas painted within 120 days, and then also the accessible parking space within 120 days. I'm wondering if, like a similar petition that came in at the last meeting, if those days should be shorter. I think that for those specific items, I think 60 days is reasonable. And if there are no objections, I would recommend making that change. And then one other note here, there is a staff suggestion, not a recommendation, to remove the former National True Value pole sign. I guess I would ask if there are any objections from the applicant to that, and if none, then make it a recommendation instead of a suggestion. So for four of the items, reduce it from 120 to 60, and then the suggestion as a recommendation.
Mr. Drummel, you want to join us here? Give us your name. Name and address, please.
Hi, Brian Drummel, Expertise Services, regarding 8833 South 27th Street. 60 days, not too, I mean, it can all get done what we want, but weather permitting, wet, cold, painting the outside, I'd like to have a few, because that only puts us into April, May. That's like May's iffy sometimes here. So that's why I pushed it out. I'm willing to even take that sign down, which everybody wants gone, So if you give me the 120 days, I'll even do all of that and get that sign removed for you. I just don't want to be pinned to that with the weather. It's Wisconsin can go either way till June 10th.
Would 90 days be agreeable? Then we're into July?
When does it start? Is it today? Is that how it starts? Or when?
Well, approval from the County Council, which earliest that will happen is the 18th.
May, June, that gives us May, June, okay.
Into July?
July, 90 days then?
That's what I would propose then, based on
we can allow staff recommendation based on weather, whatever the time period is.
Okay.
Under condition of good weather.
Okay.
Is that okay, Joel?
Simplest would be just picking a day, but we can make it work either way.
Yeah.
Commissioner Fowler,
I just have a suggestion. It's just, if we could pick a date we could all agree to, instead of saying 90 days or 120 days, make sure the work is all completed by
July. Let's we really won't do much this month with the weather, so that gives us May, June, July. How about July 30th? 31st is 30 in that month.
I don't have an issue with that, but if we just pick
June?
A date.
June
30th?
Well, you're asking for the sign to come down, too. That's going to take some bids to get out. That's, we kind of looked at that. That could be, like, expensive.
We'll do that differently. The other items
okay.
Separately.
If I could say so, Mayor, the sign does not have a time
okay.
constraint on it at this point in time. I would not add one to that because that's going to take a little
more
time.
I'm fine with June 30th.
And the sign would be exempted from that, Joel.
Okay.
So, Mr. Fuchs, the motion will come out as items with a time period of 120 days shall be changed to June 30th, right?
Correct.
Okay. Mr. Fowler, still has the floor.
That's all I had to say.
Mr. City Engineer.
Walked around the building. I've got actually two issues on the back side. This would be northwest corner. There are two places where it looks like there's downspouts that would be connected to the sanitary sewer. I couldn't find where they would outlet it. So I'd like one of the conditions. Then next week I can have my staff out to dye test and verify that they don't go to the sanitary sewer.
Sure.
And if they do, then we would ask that be removed. Yeah,
we'll just put them down, regular downspouts, regular. Is that okay, the regular down into the ground with extension from the building by 5 feet?
As long as the point is I don't want to go sanitary sewer.
Okay.
I don't.
That's fine.
Be on the backside is probably improbable, but they do disappear, and I couldn't find an outlet.
And I think part of that whole deal is I already have there's going to be a new survey plus a wetland survey. That's all in there. I got people ready to go for that. So they're going to work together on that and get that out right away.
The other thing, comment that I had walking around on your western edge, there is a drainage that comes from the north and heads south through there. I'd like to make sure that whatever fence was proposed in here doesn't cover that up. So you may have to offset that from your property line if you want to put a fence there because it needs to keep the drainage swell open.
Yeah, and I think we'll get more where exactly how that flows, I think, with that survey we're getting done.
Okay. I do have one.
Commissioner Fowler.
Joel, just you talk about the condition of the building not being in good shape. What are the long-term plans that the applicant has talked about for the building? Are they going to remodel it? Is it going to be fixed up? Because
it'll probably depend.
Looking to develop that in the future, and if this becomes an eyesore, that's not going to be helpful to the city.
Yep. They're looking for a tenant, so I think he'd prefer to do as little as he had to on that side because he's hoping to get a tenant. But they have been trying for a while, and they haven't got one yet. So that's why our conditions, for the conditions we do have, apply for the entire building.
We will dress the whole area with the building, parking lots, everything. It will enhance the look tremendously.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else? Close the citizen comments. Is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for approval of a special use for landscaping, snow removal, and building maintenance business upon a property located 8833 South 27th Street with conditions containing 120 days be replaced with the date June 30, 2017, weather dependent at the discretion of staff, and that all downspouts and the like be removed from
the sewer.
Removed from sewer
connecting to sewer. How's that?
And then also that the sign post be removed.
Well, that can
not date specific.
That can
not date, right? And that's going to be
in there.
Okay.
Is there such a motion?
And the fence not be located on the property line. Allow for the swale.
Fence by code's got to be 5 feet off the line, 10, something like that. Nope.
Nope. Accessory structures or and parking lots.
And that such fence placement be approved by the city engineer.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion on the motion? Commissioner Haley? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Go forth in landscape.
Thank you, ladies, lady, and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll move on to item C2, a special use application by Stephanie Marie Dance Company, LLC. Public hearing for property located at 11311 West Forest Home. Mr. Fuchs, please, you have a public notice.
Notice hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, April 6, 2017 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding application by Rebecca Bontempo, partner, Stephanie Marie Dance Company, LLC, for a special use under Standard Industrial Classification Title Number 7911, Dance Studios, Schools, and Halls, to allow for a dance instruction use within a 6,500-square-foot vacant tenant space upon property zoned M1, Lebanon Industrial District, located at 11311 West Forest Home Avenue.
Feudal, you have highlights for us?
This is a multi-tenant, multi-building property on Forest Home Avenue. It's not up on the screen yet. They're proposing to use approximately the northern half. There it is. The large southern building is the subject building. That darker part on the far west end is the like office area, and they propose to use about the northern half of that office area. So again, it's a dance studio. The city approved the UDO text amendment back in January to allow dance studios within this M1 zoning district as a special use. Staff is recommending approval. The applicant's not proposing any site changes, and I would only note, I guess, that they're a little bit of difference on this site than the other one. There are some light industrial users on this property. But staff is recommending approval.
This is a public hearing. I'll open the public hearing in this matter. Anyone wishing to speak on this matter, please rise, come forward, and give us your name and address for record. Anyone wishing to speak? Anyone wishing to speak? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing. Questions from the commission? Commissioner Haley.
I would like to make a motion to recommend approval of a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use for a dance instruction use upon property located at 11311 West Forest Home Avenue.
Second.
Discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. See how that works? Move on to item D1, Home Depot outdoor sales, temporary use for seasonal shrubs, trees, etc. Is there a motion? Thanks, ladies. Go dance. Is there a motion to approve a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of temporary use for outdoor seasonal tree and shrub sales at the property located at 6489 South 27th?
So moved.
Seconded.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Seconded.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.